Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hello, this is Captain Poodle speaking. Are you ready to find love?
Yes, ahoy, matey.
Love.
Do, 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 do.
Exciting and new. Go online. They're catfishing you.
Shocker.
Fiance.
Soon you'll be flying to parts unknown.
90-day Beyonce.
Marrying someone you've only met on your phone.
Be they French or Chinese, a brand new K-1 visa's the key.
Ooh, the key to what, Poodle?
To love.
It's Reality Gaze. Let's love.
Reality Gaze presents 90 Days After Dark.
Gino! Gino! Gino, I want to play with you, Gino. What?
Oh.
Get on the... Yeah, Gino, look what I got. I got handcuffs, Gino, and I got... And I got this. Look at this, Gino.
Look at that. Oh, it's a ball gag. Mm-hmm. Oh, my. Oh, my.
Mm-hmm.
You've been a bad girl, Jasmine.
What are you going to do?
There's a little bit of spittle on me. That's really gross.
What are you going to do?
I'm
going to
whip you with
Gino,
this
that a whip?
Phone charger
Wait,
cord.
Okay.
Ka-chick,
oh, ka-chick. Gino, oh, Gino.
Yeah, you like
Gino,
that? You little
Gino,
dirty
whip.
Baby.
Gino,
you've been a bad girl.
Oh, I've been a bad girl.
Oh, I like
tell
it.
Me. Tell
Your
me.
Wig's falling off.
Tell me
off.
How bad I am.
You're
tell
a
me about,
bad girl.
Tell me those
you've
dirty things.
You've been a very dirty baby.
Tell me. Tell
you've
me
been
about.
A,
what are you going to do to
you,
me?
You left out the ice trays.
Oh, I
You're
left the
a
ice
bad
trays.
Girl.
I'm going to go
you,
to America with you.
You.
What are we going to do in Michigan?
You,
tell me about dirty
you
Michigan,
left,
Gino.
You left an empty peanut butter jar in the refrigerator.
Oh, peanut butter. Oh,
whip
so,
you. Ka-chick.
It's so stink. Oh.
Ka-chick. Oh.
Oh, Gino, you had this bag, Gino. Gino, what's in this bag, Gino?
Look at your bag and
oh,
say what's
Gino.
In there.
Gino.
Oh, yeah.
Gino, it's a little furry pussy.
It's a little pussy.
Bonino, Gino.
Oh, what you want to do? What Gino. You want to do with your pussy? Look what else is in the bag.
Gino, you want me to pee on this pussy?
I
you want me to pee on you, Gino? Gino, you want me to pee? Okay, I'm going to pee on you.
You can
in the
pee
pussy.
On my chest like you're putting in a pool. What else is in there?
Yes, Gino, I pee like a sprinkler, Gino. Oh, what's this? Oh, Gino, it's your comfort neck pillow because your neck is bad,
yeah,
Gino.
Yeah, I think that's
Ooh,
very sexual.
Gino,
you
I
can
want a large pillow, Gino. Oh, oh, Gino, does this make you horny, Gino?
It does. It
Gino!
Does. It really does.
Gino! Oh, Gino.
Pull your wig up, honey.
Oh, Gino. Yeah. Gino, it's falling back. Gino, I need you, Puna. I need you to come in me, Gino. I need you
well,
to come in me,
keep
Gino.
Keep going
What's
through that
bag?
Bag. We're going to see.
In the bag? Oh, Gino. Gino, blow your horn. Blow well, your that, horn inside
Jasmine,
me, Gino.
Jasmine, that's the most sexual sound in the world for me.
It is.
Oh, Oh my. Oh my. Jasmine, I might actually ejaculate tonight.
Oh, Gino. Oh, Gino, you got
there
the
we
bell.
Go.
Oh,
ow.
Gino, I whip you, Gino.
Ow. No, I want to be in charge.
Oh, whip.
I,
be here in we charge, go. Gino.
Ooh. Ah. 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 Oh, you're going to come.
Ooh.
And scene. There's no more that can be done.
You know when...
My poor neighbors.
You do something and you think, I'm a little ashamed that that just happened. That's how I feel.
This is reality, guys.
This is reality, guys.
Ow, ow, ow. That ball cap hurts to take off.
I'm so sorry. The pain. So I'm going to say this right now. I asked Poodle if he had a whip and he said no. I was offended.
All right, we got to put this up. Y'all, I get this in a Whole Foods bag.
Yeah, that's the most fucking LA. The neck pillow was a good touch. Y'all,
this whole scene was such a gift.
I'm sitting on the ball.
I'm surprised your ass didn't eat it.
True.
I kept having to pause because I was dying.
Again, it's peak 90 day in another way, in that this couple is going to be around forever. Y'all.
I hope they are.
They will be able to milk this for as long as they please.
And at one point, one of my favorite moments is when she left to go, like, to go change. And he's like, she's like, you stay right there. And he's like, and she went, dirty bitch.
Dirty bitch, yes.
I just lost it.
Here's the deal.
Dirty bitch.
Which Gino has in him, but you guys, Jasmine needs to make, you need to make Jasmine, I said it like him. You need to make her feel like a dirty, slut
humiliated
whore.
That's
humiliated.
Her. Yeah,
and I'm not judging her. I'm just saying that's what she needs.
I think as long as everyone has limits
and consensual.
Yeah.
Speaking from experience on that one, are you?
Maybe. Sometimes you get too deep. That's why there are safe words.
Pamplemousse.
Pamplemousse.
Oh.
But what a scene. And she's saying, yes, my master. And before we do that, I think we should talk about what happened previously in this scene. Do we have, listen to our announcements in the first show.
I think we just remember the 90 Day UK casting is up for season three, which is
it's
exciting.
They're casting.
They're casting.
The casting is
casting.
Up.
Be sure to check out our encore episodes of F-Boy Island that will be airing on season 1-2 on the CW. There you go. And check out if you want to listen to our Hey episodes of our classic, or as we call classless 90 Day Fiancé, that will be on our $5 tier of RG Plus of that season is starting, so you listen to that.
Yep.
That's it.
All right.
Look at that. I just did the announcements in a minute.
I'm impressed.
I kind of am too. I'm also impressed in that it's a first. We have never heard someone say, I peed on him and he loved it.
I gave him the golden shower.
I'm not judging the golden shower. It's just the fact, I'm kind of respecting that. They could just talk about it.
I don't know. I guarantee you there will be there'll be a lot of pearl clutching over this episode of people saying, I just did not expect to hear that on 90 Day.
Carl?
Yeah.
Carl, what's a golden shower? Is that when you take a shower in a yellow bathroom?
Yes. It's when the afternoon light comes in.
It has no idea what it is.
And, well, I just want to say, in one thing, it is bringing up the existence of these things as not as jokes. So...
It's pretty sex positive.
If someone wants to experiment sexually with their partner, and I think the show is showing in a way, I do think it's less jokey than we're referring to it is, and it seems like they're having a good time with it.
It almost feels like they're advertising their future OnlyFans.
Gino would never do an OnlyFans.
Jasmine would.
Gino would too
if he could make money.
I don't know if Jasmine's comfortable enough with her body, though.
Yeah. I don't know.
Maybe she is.
Boy, just think one day we might see Gino's dick.
No, I can't imagine it. I can never imagine.
I feel like for money, he could get talked into things.
I don't think so.
Okay, I hope you're right.
Y'all, they are leaving the hotel, going to Boquete, which is kind of where Jasmine says it. It's very sentimental because that's near where we first got engaged. And
it's
at one point,
beautiful. Yeah,
he's just like, oh wait, you gotta push that there. She's like, oh thank you, and he's like, no here. He's like, oh, I thought you were going to help me. Like, now you can't script these moments.
You can't script.
Y'all.
And Jazz is like, Gino didn't sleep well because he ate all of the bean dip and had diarrhea. Again, just everything.
Those nachos were very good. Y'all, at one point he goes, he's like, we were delayed this morning. And then she just goes, I told you not to eat those goddamn nachos.
Those goddamn nachos, Gino.
Those beans were for a real man. Like everything that they say feels like a fucked up comedy routine.
Oh.
And he's like, so many beans on those nachos, but it was worth it.
Worth it.
And they take this little cute prop plane to...
That's what they did last time. Yeah, it's a beautiful area.
And then he says, maybe you can massage my feet tonight. Oh, I will massage every inch of you, Gino.
Gino, I love you. And he just goes... And then
at one point, they're at the Airbnb. She's like, oh, you're in your white socks.
Yeah, when she said, Gino, you look so sexy. And we cut to him, and he's wearing these short Costco socks.
Yeah.
His cargo shorts or whatever. And his shirt. It's just.
And his sleeping hat.
It's. You couldn't. It's almost like a living SNL sketch.
I love it. I love it.
I love it so much.
How about some wine? And so he.
She looked like a bombshell in that teddy.
And then she goes off and she's like, dirty beach. Dirty, it's still my favorite thing of this episode. Beach. She just looks at him and goes, dirty beach.
I wondered what she said. I couldn't tell.
It was almost certainly bitch. I think it would probably be dirty.
I thought it was only four letters.
It was five letters.
Five letters. Then it has to be bitch.
And so she's got on his sexy boots and like, unwrap me. And they get out the handcuffs, the ball gag, the whip. And he's like, you've been a bad, bad girl,
Come
Jasmine.
To me, Daddy. Come to me. You love this shit.
Yeah, I do. I love it. Oh, this feels good. The way he was saying, it's like, this feels really, oh, you've been a bad girl, Jasmine.
And he does love this because he feels completely emasculated and powerless in this relationship. So this turns him on fucking
just
hard.
Just flips things. Yeah. And, y'all, the next.
Yes, my master. Yes, my master.
I laughed like a fool.
It was great.
And at one point, the next morning, the way this was done is, first Gino says, it was so nice sleeping in this super comfy bed. And Jasmine goes, yes. And it makes me so happy that you ejaculated last night.
Yes. Gino. And she like, those says are it the like same she got breath. A diamond ring. Gino, thank you for ejaculating in me last night, Gino. And I thought, I'm going to start telling that to men.
Thank you for ejaculating with me.
Thank you for ejaculating in me, Marlon. I appreciate it.
For the first time. I'm in shock. And
she says, in the same sentence, I gave him a golden shower. It was such a romantic experience.
But what's weird is... I think these two people, regardless if it's stretched, but they're finding a way to connect through kind of kinkier sex.
Mm-hmm.
And good for them. As long as everyone feels like, everyone feels like they are being, their boundaries are being pushed.
Everybody has different limits. I mean, you've said you need what? A truck?
You need to hit me in the hip with the 58 Chevy truck.
Okay.
green preferably.
Okay.
For me to come.
Okay. It's that, yeah. It's that specific.
Yeah. And I'm going to tell you exactly what to do. And God help you if you deviate from that. And I'm not going to be kind. Just do what I say.
Just do what I say.
Especially at the end, we've been going at it for a while. I'm like, I know how this needs to go. I know how this needs to finish. If you just listen, I will tell you.
Wow.
I don't need you to experiment and make me feel good. I'm telling you what to do. Just listen.
Hey, a woman with a direction. I love it.
But the thing is, we have been doing what we needed to do. We have been exploring for the previous 20 or 30 minutes. Now it's crunch time. The shot clock is on. I have given you the breadcrumbs. Just listen. Some understand, some still don't get it.
Yeah.
I am very clear.
We need to move on.
Ladies, are you very clear at that one point? You're just like, okay.
If you're sitting right here in the middle of this couch for the intimate portrait right now, you're pulling your shirt up over your head.
And you're going, yes, thank you. Men need to listen. When I'm ready to come, men need to listen.
Oh, that part.
That's what I'm talking about. When it's crunch time, when the shot clock is running, I'm ready to go. I'm ready to go at intermission or the halftime, and I need to get a hot dog.
Well, now anyway. I want a hot dog.
So they're riding horses, and Gino's trying to like pet a horse. He's like, can I pet them to climb on them?
He's like, let them know you're behind them. And Gino walks up and goes, "Hi, horsey." I don't know if he
and he's
that,
like, taste guava, guavaba, or whatever guava is in Spanish. And Gino goes,
I don't know if I would like it. I don't love guava.
It's not my favorite either.
Especially if it's probably warm.
Yeah. We tasted a bunch of fruit in Colombia, and I'm okay with fruit, but if I'm hot and it's just not what I want, and I had to act like, I'm like, oh, this is very good.
And, what kind of fruit?
Oh, there were all these exotic fruits I'd never had before.
Mm.
Yeah. Really cool. I can't remember their names. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
But very interesting things. I think I would have liked them better on a plate in an air-conditioned room.
It's because you were eating them in the tropics when you were sunburned.
Yeah.
And you were just, every part of you was just sweating.
Crying out for succor. Yeah. And I was just like, yeah. And I think that was also, that same morning was, I'd eaten a big breakfast and I was feeling a little bit percolating.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he spits it out. And so, and he's right. And Jasmine just goes, I love you, baby. I love you. She just keeps saying it.
I would watch these fools for 3 seasons.
Oh. Put them.
I
want
it.
Them on 90 Day.
Some people hate
them on
it.
Hey.
I love them. Bring it on.
Bring it on. Bring it on because they're both asking for it.
Yeah.
And they both know what they're getting.
And you don't, both are you in don't on feel it. Unsafe.
You don't feel unsafe. No.
So. The other thing is, and Gino's like, I can't wait to take these pictures to my family. Y'all, and we know Jasmine, nothing can ever be good for a long time. She needs the drama and the tears and the anger just as much as she needs the golden shower and the sex. She needs the extremes.
Yeah, she does not. She can't. Living emotionally in the middle is actually anxiety-provoking and uncomfortable. Yeah.
I would, not that I want to hear about it because I don't want to force her to talk about it. I would love to know that backstory.
Some dark
and
shit.
And it is not going to be pleasant.
No, it's not.
Yeah.
So he takes a picture. The horse does completely pose for the picture. It's a fantastic picture. And so Jasmine said, look, when we get there,
let me talk about this for a minute.
Yeah. And she actually said, you know, she was very nice about it. She actually kind of said, like,
don't take this the wrong way.
She's like, don't take it the wrong way. She's like, I just worry that your family's going to get so involved because apparently Gino's cousin sent a rude message on Instagram. And they don't like me. And Gino feels stuck in the middle.
And then your cousin Dana, she says, texted her, do you really love Gino? And Gino basically says, well, they're a little worried about, and he's like, I think I'm going to have you talk to Dana, which is going to be great. And then at one point, Jasmine says, well, if he does the smallest thing, I'm going to react.
You know, I will react, you know.
That's what we're hoping for.
And we get a cut of them next week trying to have this conversation on the fucking island on Gino's cell phone. And you know, Gino, he's not paying for AT&T.
Cricket Wireless. Yes. This is Cricket Wireless.
Cricket Wireless. It's not. I always confuse Cricket. I can't tell if it's Cricket or if it's the Mucinex globule. That, you know, the little green things. I always get them confused when the ads come up.
One is a cricket and one is a ball of snot.
But they kind of look like the same cartoon from a distance. Think about it.
Well, along with braces, we need to get your eyes checked. Sounds like. You know, if you missed yesterday's, it was revealed to me that someone's getting full-on fucking adult braces.
Well, just on the top, I think. I don't think we're doing the bottom. Maybe, though.
Headgear's not too far.
I told him, I said, I just want to have a correct bite that will last the rest of my lifetime. And if I have to wear headgear, whatever I do need to do, I will do it. And he said, well, we don't have to do that. He said, but we're going to have to do braces.
Again, something went wrong in the genetics.
And rubber bands.
Yeah, there we go. What happened?
I don't know.
Yeah.
You know what? What's more upsetting to you? Adult braces or having to talk about Christian?
Christian.
I agree.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
To all our queens, to Caitlin and... the Canadian sissies.
Oh my God, Poodle. I can't stop singing that song either. It's so catchy.
So catchy. Sissies, we are obsessed with the Songfinch original song that we premiered at the Toronto Live Show. Songfinch lets you create an original radio quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and lasts forever.
For example, we wanted to create a song dedicated to our Canadian listeners, some of which have waited 4 to 5 years to see us live. After the show, we had so many people tell us how special the song made them feel, and we are still getting DMs and comments about it.
And the Songfinch songwriter was so clever, incorporating all our sissy references like Aunt Peggy's Lip, Elizabeth Smart, and even Keep Going Queens.
Yes. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
You can also choose unique add-ons to make the gift even more personalized, like a vinyl record of your song or a piece of one-of-a-kind art made from your lyrics. You can even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, an upcoming graduation or a wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gifted to can listen to it anywhere, anytime.
Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us, too.
Songfinch.com/realitygaze. Now, Gary, play us out with a little bit of our Songfinch original song to all our queens.
Love yourself, never be ashamed. How
have hope and find your happy.
Hey, hey,
our Canadian listeners, we know you get tired of waiting. Reality Gaze is coming to you, so no more complaining. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies, love yourself, never be ashamed. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies, love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Have hope, keep going, queens!
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I said this last week, and I've been thinking about it all week long, about this guy.
Yeah, we're talking about Christian and Cleo.
Yeah, Christian and Cleo. And about, this is the guy who is a collector of experiences and will use them as a guide to talk about how worldly he is and of the world. And all the things he's done. And like I said before, he's like, yeah, I even dated a trans person before. And this is part of his CV of things. And it's going to be later on to impress other girls. And so how sensitive he is. But he's not. He's the exact opposite of that.
It's, you know, when we first
he's
started,
the lowest form of male life, the straight male life.
When we started this, you know, straight, you kind of really thought, okay, so because he's tried to talk a good game, and it seemed off-putting. But
he was always a creeper to me.
But you thought, well, I'm going to try to give you the benefit of the doubt, and maybe this is just all new for you. But what I came away with from this segment is, I feel deeply sad for Cleo that her relationship has to be reduced on television to her anatomy.
Or what type of sex that they had.
What a fucking dehumanizing thing for someone to go through. It's just, and I don't know, and I deeply feel for Cleo that she had to go through this on television. I hope that now that this is airing, she's taking care of her mental health because this is, I mean, of course, I don't know if this is even airing in the UK.
I don't know.
Her friends aren't seeing it. Maybe she's not even able to see it, but
I'm sure she's seeing it,
but I think maybe a part of her feared it, but it not even my heart. It breaks my soul that she seems completely blindsided by this.
Yeah. And I think she doesn't have a huge history in relationships, period. So there's a lot of naivete already there. And what,
and there's a history. Look, people might not know this. There is a history. I mean, this happened like with Eddie Murphy. There's this history of, quote,
seemingly straight men or straight
having
presenting
sex
men.
That's why
trans people.
With trans people, they were called horrible things. Like, that's why RuPaul changed the thing, like shemale, lady boy, all these horrible things that of dehumanizing trans people into just like fuck puppets.
Yep.
And that's what it feels like Christian is doing to Cleo.
It does. And
Cleo knows this history.
And so now it's like, it's, I know for some friends I know that are trans, like, this is one of their worst fears, that I'm just going to be a notch for someone.
And an off-center notch.
Yeah.
Like what I was talking about before. It's an experience to show how with it I am.
Or they feel like someone wants to see, they makes them feel like they're the freak show shit. It's horrible. It's horrible.
So Cleo is meeting Jane, her friend, and like, tell me everything. And she's like, I have such strong feelings, and I'm much more comfortable since last night because... And she says, yeah, he tells me he never made the first move. I was thinking, when that was awful last week, and I'm thinking, you never make the first move until you're drunk on a plane and you talk to random girls.
Yeah, exactly.
That's, you can make the first move to invade someone's space and flirt with them, but then you're going to make someone else be, because you're so afraid of rejection, you can't make the first move. I think... Between last week and this week, last week he got a really terrible edit, or I thought so, because he was just behaving that way.
Mm-hmm.
This week it's worse, but I didn't think it could get worse.
I think it'll get even worser.
Worser, yes. So she says, well, I thought nothing was going to happen. And then he turned off the lights and he kind of kissed me on the cheek and... We took our relationship to the next level, and we had sex. And I went, whoa, I did not expect this.
I did not expect that when she said that.
And she's like, it was romantic and passionate. We made love.
She said, I felt like, and I went, could this be? I'm like, but I mean, in my head, I was going, we haven't heard
well,
his song.
Jane even asked, was he comfortable with That's the whole friend. Process of intimacy? You know, basically, they're saying, since he's never been with a trans person, are you comfortable with... kind of the equipment situation. They are talking about anatomy in this in this place. And Cleo doesn't really address that, which she doesn't have to.
No.
But she says it wasn't awkward. So
she said, I love that she said it was she said it wasn't awkward at all. It was just a girl and a guy having a good time.
Great. I was like,
and that should be stop.
And I
period.
Went, okay, here we go. Now so
cut to the producer talking to Christian.
Producer's talking to Christian. And
he just looks nervous, by the way.
Things were kind of awkward when we left last night. And the way he says this, like, yeah, I bit the bullet and made the first move. Already horrible way to explain. Almost like, because he even said, I finally want to have physicality with her. He's almost like he's obviously telling himself he has needs to force it to it. So maybe, I think Cleo is right. Maybe he could say to his family who watches this, so I didn't want to do it. You can tell. You can see me didn't want to do it. I didn't want to do this. And anyway, so he says, it was a good night. And he says, did you guys have sex? And he says, no, we hit a couple of bases. We got a double, but no home run, though. We're working our way up to it.
We had sexual stuff.
I went, okay. And my first thought was, so maybe she is defining, because second base, you guys, gay second base. Gay second base.
No, not gay. Poodle second base.
my second base. Is something beyond anal. I don't even know what it is.
It's you fucking you in space. That's second base.
Yes.
Home runs when you fuck him as he travels around the world on a satellite.
Yeah. So I think basically what they were saying is that...
I'm sorry. Home runs alien sex.
Yeah. That either it was oral or manual stimulation involved. So anything past, that wasn't, what we would call full sexual, either anal or intercourse. So I thought, okay, maybe that's people's definition of sex is very different. That's Cleo's definition.
Yeah, like even some gay men, like having sex to them is no anal.
Yeah, exactly. They're a side.
So maybe they have different...
That was what I thought. And
boy, when was that bubble broken, Poodle?
And well, I was like, I was like, okay, we can have different definitions. Or, and then Cleo says, meeting Jane again.
This is like either the next night,
yeah,
or the next day,
or even that night,
or
maybe
even later that night, yeah.
And she says, I feel so deluded. What was
She's
I
crying.
Even thinking? I feel so stupid. And asked Jane to come back to the Airbnb. We got in a really big fight. She's like, he broke my trust. I thought our intimacy was really special after we talked about it and how we cared about each other. And she said, I want to tell people and be really transparent about what happened. And he met and he says, and then Christian messaged her and says, who have you told that we were intimate? Because I told producers that we hit second base.
So but let's clarify. They had a conversation together about where it's okay to let people know we had sex.
And it seems like he agreed.
So the definition, at least Cleo is telling us, the definition was agreed upon.
Right.
And now he then was like, wait. And this triggered me because as a queer person, a lot of, I remember fooling around with someone. And in the moment, a guy was really into it. And then afterwards, they ghost you or they pretend you're not there or yeah. they downplay what happened. And it makes you feel like a piece of fucking, mm-hmm. not the way you liked it, but a piece of, not the way Jasmine likes it, but it makes you feel like a piece of meat. It's horrible.
It's interesting. I can imagine that experience. I never had that experience.
Oh, I did.
But I never, but I can imagine that would be awful.
It was horrible.
To feel, so in other words, just can you clarify if you don't mind sharing about it? So in other words, someone, you
like in,
said
I had some things experiences like in middle school.
Oh, okay,
high
that's
school,
much earlier.
Even like and like one in early college, like when people weren't out fully,
yeah.
of like you fool around with someone and then you are into it, you think that person's into you. I mean, it happens. We have all these women are listening and going like, yeah, that's fucking every guy I fucking hook up with who tells me he loves. But in a queer perspective, it's not even just not that they're not into you.
He denied what happened.
It's denying fully what happened.
Yeah. So in other words, you had someone.
You guys can happen for heterosexual people.
I just want to clarify what actually happened because I think a lot of people don't know about this experience.
We sucked each other's dick.
No, but I no.
Oh, oh, sorry.
I'm not asking. What I'm saying is.
I thought you wanted to know.
No, I didn't need to know the details. I'm saying is what you are saying is something physically happened between you and another guy, and later on they either played it off or told other people or denied it to you that it ever happened.
Yeah.
Okay. That's not just that's more of a queer thing that happens.
Yeah.
That doesn't happen to a lot of straight people.
Mm-hmm.
Unless two people are but maybe it does. I don't know. But I've heard of that happening.
I had some girlfriends that like would hook up with the guys and then they would deny it because the guys, yeah. But it really happens a lot in
much more often. Yeah.
So it just this was as a queer person, this was hard to watch.
Yeah. I feel like
I hate him.
So she thinks now, she's like, I think it's because of his family. He doesn't want them to see this.
She and keeps making excuses for him and shirking the responsibility for him.
And then he basically wanted to be vague and tell people about when he wants them to know. And what my worst fear about this is that we're going to get to the tell-all, and this may happen on social media, where he and she are going to get explicit about what happened, and it's going to be his word against hers. It's the worst thing that
could
happen.
And I hate that I worry a little bit without Sean Robinson, with people just interjecting questions, that people will start asking explicit questions.
Like, did you
this
fuck her?
It's different. Like, God, once they're off the show, I really forget their names. What's his name?
They don't have
what's
to be off name? The show.
The ones you
They don't
saw,
have to be off the show.
The ones you met in Columbia.
Oh, Gabe and Isabel.
Gabe and Isabel. Gabe was very forthright in talking about anatomy, and they had a very explicit conversation about that. So I think that then makes it
But also, open. Gabe led that conversation.
That's it. They led that conversation. Cleo is the one who needs to lead this conversation, and they better handle that well in the tell-all. If she's not leading with anatomy stuff, then we don't need to talk about it.
I agree. Yeah.
I want to hug her.
I don't. Me too. I don't know how this is. I think next week's episode is going to be very uncomfortable to watch for them.
Yeah.
Or for us. What do you think? I understand it may be Cleo's sense of safety to bring her friend Jane.
Yeah.
What do you think as far as a strategy, though, to get Christian to actually talk?
I think it's because she said it. Cleo said it. And thank God she put forward. She said, there has been gaslighting. And I feel like he's gaslighting me. And sometimes when you're being gaslit, having an outside source can help call that bullshit.
Yeah.
That's what I think.
I understand that.
What do you think?
I agree. I'm just wondering. I feel like that's going to make Christian shut down even more. And I think she's going to get even less answers.
He's going to get... I 100% think he's going to be like, I'm being blamed for everything.
Right.
Poor me. I'm just a defenseless man.
But I'm saying, what do you think her goal is to get out? To get out of this conversation?
I don't know. It doesn't seem like she seems... sadly, I feel like more of her goal... Is she a part of her still holding out hope?
Me too.
That it almost wish it was like, I want to rake him over the coals, but it's not.
And it's not.
Because she's a very kind person.
And I think she's so in Christ that she needs someone there, but that's also not going to help what she wants to happen.
No.
That's why I think next week is going to be really ugly, and it's going to be very upsetting for everyone involved.
If Jane can't fix this, she should call you.
I think, you know what? I think this would be a situation of... Here's why... I understand why she's trying to get her friend there. It's the worst situation, though, to get answers from him.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to be even more of a bullshitter because there's another woman in the room. He has to be a bullshitter to women. He has to look good in the eyes of all women.
Yeah, if she had a male friend,
it would be different. Probably. It would be different. And like this guy, y'all, this guy has to be everyone's best friend. He has to be the good time guy and can't be a bad guy to anyone.
Welcome to Men in America.
Yeah.
I mean,
this guy's kind of the worst example, though. There are a lot of good guys in America. It's sad, weird to hear me say that.
I don't know. I think I'm going to have to date. I think I've dated everybody here, and I've got to date someone from another country.
You definitely haven't dated everybody here.
We need to move on.
This was one of the hardest segments to watch because you could, mostly because you could see Cleo being so insecure, who is already... being brave about sharing this story of someone of dating a man who's never been in a relationship with a trans person, which
wasn't recommended on television.
Me either. And already you're leading with someone. She is a trans person and she has autism. So you add that extra level. She's an autistic person who is dealing with trans issues.
And maybe that's why she's having her friend too, because maybe sometimes she
feels
like...
That is so true.
She needs help communicating and understanding.
And that's another level of this where I think you're dead on there. But it's another level of where he's never going to be receptive enough with someone else in the room. Because he's got to be good guy. And I agree. I agree. Cleo's thinking, he'll just gaslight me again.
Yeah. He's never going to be jello, Cleo.
No.
He's never.
And he's also never going to level with you. This guy will never level with you ever. The worst type of man, a bad guy who thinks he's a nice guy. I'll say it again.
Oh, no. Don't start talking about the bus.
He's not even worthy of the bus. That's how bad it is.
What about Nico?
Again, not worthy.
Not worthy.
You need prime dick asshole behavior. You need to be a danger to everyone around you.
Ah, okay.
Yeah. Cody Brown, Pred, Bilal. Throw them in there.
Throw
miserable bitch.
Again, you say that. I still have a little bit of a, I'm removed from her. I laugh at her like she's a cartoon.
Well, I think it's because you hate men.
That's true.
That's true.
Yeah.
Y'all, someone put on, I was just telling Poodle this, someone put in our Patreon comments that her hair looks like old Rose from the Titanic movie. And I hee-hawed for five minutes.
Y'all, her first miserable bitch, a.k.a. Danielle, and Johan were on their first other way of this season. And
toe's good. It's a good season.
And I screamed, get off my toe!
That's good.
But I will say, if you need to prepare yourself, because she's got some pretty gnarly extensions going on. Oh, and there's been a lot of good internet chatter about comparing them to something.
Well, her listicle. But we should talk more about this.
My favorite was someone said, that's Dog the Bounty Hunter right there.
God, we love our sissies. Y'all, if you want to chat more about this bullshit, go in our Sissy Squad. That's our private Facebook group. We have fun in there.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Misha and Nicola. This is Misha and Nicole.
Misha and Nicola.
Sounds like a CW series.
I will say, she puts herself together. She looks good. She
looks
her
great.
Makeup. And she looks great. And, you know, it's... I'll be honest, I kind of wanted to hate her for kind of what she reminded me of when she came on this show. And if I probably look at who she follows on Instagram, I wouldn't like it.
You don't want to do it. But
on the show, she's getting a good edit.
Here's the problem. The man she's with is an absolute churl. Like,
that word mean?
Churl is...
Churl. It sounds like my Aunt Cheryl. How do you spell it?
Let me give you...
Churl.
C-H-U-R-L.
Churl.
Let me see if I can give you a definition of churl. It is... an impolite and mean-spirited person. I've always thought it's used as a Shakespearean insult. A person of low birth, a peasant, someone who is beneath her. That's okay. Who he is.
I agree
this
with all that.
This man does not understand.
He's a Cheryl.
A Cheryl, yes.
Yes. I love Aunt Cheryl.
You're going to say that word now, but you're going to call it Cheryl instead of churl.
Churl. Ching.
So, this is the next morning.
Yes, she's going down to get coffee from their room.
She's very depleted of hope, as she says. And he comes up, it's like, Misha, I thought you were going to get coffee, Misha.
Why didn't you come back? Are you sad?
Are you sad, Misha? And the thing about asking, when he says, are you sad? That means, really does mean, why are you sad? I don't know why, because you're not supposed to have emotions. Mm-hmm. Because even if you do have emotions, you sleep and the emotions are all gone.
Mm-hmm.
What can I do to help your fragile female emotions, Misha?
Give it to God and turn it off.
Turn it off like a light switch.
Basically, so, yes.
So
then, they sit down and they talk and...
we were talking about this a little bit before, but we started recording. You explained, you said, like, the way Misha talks to him is like, top tier, third level emotional intelligence. Woman has had therapy.
And saying, and being super articulate with how, the way she feels and what she's not getting from him and asking questions.
You know what? I think it's better, instead of us explaining it, I think it's better for us just to show you and to tow you in a reality gaze theater.
Israel edition.
Okay.
Poodle's I'll be playing Misha.
Poodle's going to play Misha. I'll be playing Nicola. All right.
You need to make your forehead go further down and adopt a kind of less than human posture.
I can do it right now because I don't have Botox. So let's do it. All right.
All right. And action.
Misha.
Yes.
Why are you sad?
Well, Nicola.
Yeah.
I'm not necessarily sad.
Yeah.
It's a lot of me having feelings. I need to ask you, Nicola.
Yes. What do you want? What do you want?
It's not about what I want.
Tell me what you want.
Can you please stop barking at me?
Okay.
You sound like a barking dog.
You're right. I'll be kind, like God. I'll be kind
God
and loving.
God is very kind.
Very kind. You love God?
I do.
You love God,
I
right?
I do love God.
God.
I love God. And I want to say...
Look at that over there. That is where Hosanna fucked Methuselah and made 10 million children for... I haven't read the Bible, so I don't really know.
I love the book of Hosanna. It's one of my favorite reads.
In the highest.
Yes.
Yes, Hosanna. You were saying...
Methuselah, what a great goal.
Yes,
for all of us.
Metamucil, too, was over there.
Lived very many years.
Yes.
Metamucil was the son of Methuselah.
Slut. Yes, a sun slut.
Sun slut. Don't like that language, Nicola.
Okay, sorry.
Here's the thing. Do you know what the problem is, Nicola? Do you know what the problem is?
Yes. Yes.
What is it?
I upset you and I need to be nicer. Because you're just one of those women who don't like it when I talk gruff to you. So I'm going to be sweet to you and be nice to you and pat your little lady leg. And make sure you're, but not too high.
Yeah, that's going to say.
Because God would smite me.
Here's the thing. My fear is that you don't care how I feel. And the only reason I'm tolerating that is our 7 years of phone calls. Do you understand what I'm saying? I feel like you don't listen to me. I feel like you won't let me say what I need to
say. Let me say. Forgive me.
Say.
You love God?
I do.
I love God. What else is there?
Can I
love you. Forgive me. I'll be kinder.
Good talk.
Yahweh, I know you are near. Sing with me. Standing on.
I don't know this song.
Ways. And sing. What
this
a garbage man?
This?
I don't know if it's her culture or our culture or what, but okay.
How can people watch scenes like this and not scream at this complete and utter bore of a person? And I run out of words to call him. He is
oppressive.
He is. It's not even
archaic.
It's even more than that. He doesn't know. He keeps saying it's my culture. So it's your culture to interrupt and be short and tell her what she needs.
Yeah.
And fix her silly womanly ideas.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, sadly, spoiler alert.
What?
Spoiler alert.
Turn away. What are you going to tell? I don't want to know. What happens?
Spoiler alert. This is not for the season.
Oh, okay.
They were spotted together at the Mall of America.
Well, that is a spoiler. Now we know.
Sweetie, it is everywhere. Well, I can't.
I haven't seen it.
I can't protect you, Laura Ingalls Wilder. Anyway, that is, I don't know if that means that they're permanently. But so, spoiler alert over. But that's it.
Well, we wish them the best.
Yeah.
We wish them the best.
That's the show.
That's the show, everybody. It's a good episode.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it.
Dense.
I like it. It's a good episode of B90. It's going to be a lot better. We've received your comments on what you are. We've got zero and zeros of you that are looking forward to Lost Resort.
Some people. No, it's Last Resort. I keep calling it Lost Resort.
Because it's just, yeah.
There are some people who'll be watching. I might watch.
Oh, I'll watch it. I just don't think we'll cover it.
I just don't think. I don't think there's enough. I don't think there's a lot of interest. I'm wondering what the ratings will be like. I think the people who want to see mess will be fine, but I'm tired of the mess that will be there that's real, and I don't want to see the mess that I know is fake.
Mm-hmm.
If that makes sense. The Jovi and Yara shit's going to be fake.
Yeah.
Maybe they'll talk about real things, their problems, but it's not the last resort for them. They're fine.
Yeah.
Michael and Angela, it should probably be the last resort. But I'm so sick of that relationship. Ed and Liz, it should be the last resort.
No, they're going to be in it forever.
Yeah. Kalani and Asuelu might be the only thing that's interesting, because it might be interesting to, we haven't seen them for a while.
Maybe.
Yeah. And Kelly and Molly, they're already broken up. Yeah. What's the point? So anyway, that's where I am with it.
Anyway. All right, everybody. Thank you so much for listening. We hope you have a good week. Hey, you can leave a review on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. And we appreciate it if you leave us 5 stars. And what do you say, Poodle?
Keep going, Queen. If you don't know what to say, keep going, Queens.
Keep going, Queens.
That's what KGQ means, if people are asking about it.
KGQ. Keep going, Queens, y'all. We appreciate you very much. We hope that you're staying somewhat cool wherever you are.
Good thing climate change isn't real.
Good
boy, we'd really be in trouble.
Yeah, it's not like we have a hot tub for an ocean now. Anyway, all right, everybody. We'll see you next week. Until then, we call these people lonely hearts, because aren't we all just lonely hearts looking for love in all the wrong places?
And if there's nothing that turns you on more than saying that, being called a dirty bitch.
Oh, Gino!
You dirty bitch. You dirty bitch.
You can
bitch.
Call
give
us.
Give it to me. Pee on me.
Pee on me.